Holly, and this is your morning news brief, starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Princess Street between Montreal and Bagot, expect delays as Princess is restricted to one lane while Utilities Kingston repairs sanitary lateral. Also on Princess, Smith Street from Princess to South Bartlett is closed for the disconnection of services. Over on Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. On King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utility Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. At the intersection of Montreal and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing with delays expected through May. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard at Collins Bay Road as a contractor completes paving operations. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning and 3:20 to 3:50 this afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen Street for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Colborne Street from Barrie to Main will close through May 29th for servicing by contractor. Motorists and residents on Brock Street from King Street East to Bagot should expect nightly road closures from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. with limited access to the area while a contractor is undertaking asphalt resurfacing. Watch for right lane reductions on Highway 401 eastbound between Highway 62 North Front Street in Belleville and Division Street at County Road Perth Road in Kingston for a daily engineering investigation through May 29th, and long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. And now the weather forecast for Wednesday, May 27th, a sunny start becoming a mix of sun and cloud by afternoon. Winds northeast 20 kilometers per hour becoming light later in the morning. High of 25, a UV index of 8 or very high. Partly cloudy overnight with winds becoming north 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, low of 12. Coming up at 5, the Francophone Working Group established by the City Council in 2024 presented their midterm report highlighting achievements, suggestions, and calls to action. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call, coming up next.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Mr. Morgan, if you're edge because I'm wheezing on your grind, it's just chill. Because if I had the whole Brady Bunch thing happen at my pad, I'd go grind over there. So don't tax my gig so hardcore, Custer.
English, they only speak English.
Dad?
And every single one's a girl. Who is There we go. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? My name's Jeff the Nerd, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station. We're broadcasting live, don't you know, out of Queens University campus, Lower Carruthers Hall. And it's a gorgeous day. We're sitting pretty in the Limestone City. Once again, that's Kingston, Ontario, former capital of Canada. And it's definitely the capital of summer today. I'm flying solo. Simone is off on assignment. Vinny the Thrill is also off gallivanting around as he tends to do so. It's just you. It's just me. It's just the tunes. And like I said, we are in the capital of summer right now. It is currently, by the way, I'm broadcasting live. It's May 27th, Wednesday. Currently sitting a hair under 20 degrees Celsius here in Kingston, Ontario. And it's going to be sun all day, all weekend, all week. It's gorgeous out. We've hit the stride. We've hit the perfect weather. Nothing to complain about. So that's why today's playlist is all like chill summertime jams. Normally, as you know, we like to partake in like the high energy, the hard rock, you know, the bops. But today I thought let's mellow out a little bit. Let's get your summertime road trip soundtrack, your summertime beach hangout soundtrack going. So stick with me because we are just going to mellow the heck out. You got me here till 10 o'clock. We've got brand new stuff. A lot of golden oldies. We're going to hear a lot of bands that are going to be playing at the Spring Reverb Festival that's coming up this weekend in Kingston. So more on that a little bit later. We're going to hear some Bedouin Sound Clash. We're going to hear some new Rolling Stones today. We've got Tanya Iyer. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. So like I said, you got me here till 10 o'clock. We're also going to talk about food from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Just close your eyes and follow your nose, and you know where to goes. So let's get on with it. We just opened the show off with brand new stuff from Goldie Boutillier. She just won big at the East Coast Music Awards. I think she took home Album of the Year, something like that. But she's hot. She's hot right now. Catch her in August at the Back to the Farm Festival at McKinnon Breweries. She's going to be headlining. You're not going to want to miss that. More on that and what else is going on in the summer a little bit later. But let's get to the tunes, shall we? That's what we all came here to do. Brand new stuff from half of the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. This is home to us. And like I said, this is fresh, right here on CFRC.
But it was home to us. Hello, my name is Julie DeBarron, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Should feed him lots of eggs and olive oil to ensure a glossy coat.
Oh, yeah. A dog like this you have to feed every day.
Well, that red-headed woman's about the meanest thing I...
I got a red-headed woman. This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Ice cold too, that made it extra better.
Yeah, well, lets the flavor sing. You're not distracted by warmth.
Yeah.
That is good.
We're doing this again?
It's a good stain. It's a good paper stain on there. That's how I judge my chili dogs. How much would it stain if I got it on this suit? Okay, well, yeah, we're going to do it again. We have. How do you judge if
it's
you only eat
one of them?
It's a
strange color chili, isn't it? It's kind of red, orange.
No, it's the same. Looks
I think
the same.
These are from the
it
same
might be
place.
The lighting.
I think these are from the same place.
Well, let's find out. This one looks like it's got more onions, right?
I looked you in the eye that time.
Yeah.
To see if I felt anything.
I gotta say,
I'm gonna go
immediately.
With that. I'm gonna go with
immediately.
That.
This is my dog.
Yeah.
There we go. Just amazing. You were just listening to Jack White and Stephen Colbert eating a chili dog, Lady and the Tramp style. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Hope you're all having a good morning. It's hump day. We're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Everything's hunky-dory. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and I am flying solo today. If you're just tuning in, my intrepid co-hosts are on assignment. And when I'm here by myself, things get a little wacky, like listening to a video clip of two men eating a hot dog. Yeah, I better talk about that a little bit. If you're just joining us this time of morning, I like to talk about what's going on in my life. so that you can feel a little bit better about yours, because I lead a very boring life. But if you're fans of Stephen Colbert, this is still fresh in my brain. This is what's been going on in my life, is that I watched the Stephen Colbert Late Show Ends Monroe Public Access Show episode. If for those of you that are unaware, Stephen Colbert was hosting the Late Show on CBS for 11 years, got the axe. Y'all know why. And the day after his last episode, he went on Monroe, Michigan Public Access TV and hosted a full hour talk show episode. And he had Jack White as his musical director. And I gotta say, if you can find that on YouTube, look up Colbert Monroe. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. Jack White, super deadpan for the entire time. It's awesome. Jeff Daniels goes on as their one of their guests. It's solid gold. Say what you will about The Late Show. For some reason, the secret sauce that Stephen Colbert had when he was doing that public access show, that really made the chili dog. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's Indie Wake Up. We're a little bit after 20 after 8 in the morning. And we just heard The White Stripes, their classic tune, One More Cup of Coffee. That's why I played that chili dog clip. Don't you know? I think I need one more cup of coffee. Also, in that last set, we had a classic from Wayne Worley and his Whirly Birds with Redheaded Woman. Love it. We also had an oldie but a goodie from Laura Cantrell with California Rose. And we opened it up with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and their brand new track, Home to Us. The lame DJ joke would be to say, oh, you better keep an eye on those guys. They're going places. And so we're here. We're Captains of Cringe on Indie Morning Wednesday. Like I was saying, though, we're sitting pretty in the Limestone City, Kingston, Ontario. It's nothing but sun, sun, sun. All day, all weekend, all week. I don't think there's a cloudy day on the forecast for, gosh, a week and a half. That could change, obviously. But with the spring and late and terrible winter that we've been having, I think we've earned it. So that's why on today's segment of What's Going On in Jeff the Nerd's Pathetic, Sad, Lonely Life, I'll tell you what's going on. I'm rebuilding my rooftop garden chill zone. I still haven't thought of a cool nickname for it yet. Falcon Crest Nest, the party, the party shingles. Wait, that doesn't sound very good. We'll think of it before the end of today's show. But basically, I live in an apartment downtown Kingston, for those that don't know, and I've got access to one of those like flat industrial, just top of a building roof. Nothing special, nothing fancy, no infrastructure. And I have been underutilizing it for these past couple years. But again, I think with this long, ridiculous winter that we've had and this never-ending rainy spring, I'm gonna make more of an effort to like get out there and at least get some semblance of a tan, maybe go a darker shade of pale. So that's what I've been doing. I've been like buying like flower pots and chairs and umbrellas and dirt. I hauled a lot of Pro Mix up the stairs to my apartment last night, and I'm ready this weekend. I'm gonna get up there and I'm just gonna like make my own little oasis. Speaking of Paul McCartney, we all remember that classic Simpsons episode where it turns out that him and Apu have this secret hidden rooftop garden above the Quickie Mart. It's not gonna be that lush by any means, but it's gonna be pretty good, pretty all right. So that's what's going on with me, is I'm in like full summer prep mode. I'm looking ahead to some of the festivals and things that are going on in and around like the region, not just Kingston, but what's happening all over the place, because I don't want to waste like a single minute of this summertime. We opened up the show, if you're just tuning in, with Goldie Boutillier. She's from Cape Breton, and she's absolutely stellar. Pop singer. We've been playing her on the program for a couple years now. She's having a real moment this year. And speaking of looking ahead to summertime events, she is headlining the McKinnon Brothers Brewing Company Back to the Farm Beer and Music Festival 2026. I was just looking on their website. I don't think it's sold out yet, but you're going to want to get on it. Sunday, August 16th, 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. One day, they're having a Saturday art fest, but the Sunday, that's where when you're going to see Goldie Boutillier, Sloan, Yukon Blonde, The Free Label. This is amazing. Eddie and the Dirty Boys. Friend of the show, Stephen Stanley, Piner, the Astros, and Kyra. All that packed into one day for a measly 55 bones. And kids under 12 are free. I admit, I have never been to the Back to the Farm Festival in all my years and in all the years that they've been doing it. So I'm making it happen this year. You're going to see me in my epic cabana wear just going for it. That's the other thing I'm doing for summertime prep. Cabana wear. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too emotional. Those that are regular listeners know that Simone is often disappointed in my my various plaids. All I do is rock plaids and flannels. Not this year. It's a new nerd this summer. We're going full, like I just rolled off of a Disney cruise ship or something. It's going to be a good summer. So I hope that you're like me and you're thinking ahead and you're prepping and you're getting ready to chill and just relax. Because Lord knows there's enough going on in the world. We need a little bit of escapism. So speaking of preparing for the summer and events, you know, obviously the McKinnon Fest is not till August, but this week on today's show, in between the summertime chill out jams, you know, the stuff you're going to be listening to when you pass out at 2 p.m. on Picton Beach and wake up with half of your face bright red, we're also peppering in songs that are going to be at the Spring Reverb Festival this weekend. This weekend, folks. Let me pull that up for you. It starts tomorrow. It's the 5th edition of the Spring Reverb Festival. It's a 4-day showcase and celebration of live music, workshops, panels, and industry events. It takes place in downtown Kingston, Ontario at several of our favorite venues. So H break on today's program so I can fill time without talking about Star Wars or the boys. I'm going to talk about a specific day of what's going on at Spring Reverb. So we're going to start with Thursday, May 28th. That's tomorrow if you're just tuning in. We got Slaves of Spanky featuring Pony Girl and Almond Milk, and they're going to be at the Broom Factory. 7 p.m. doors, 7:30 to 10 p.m. show. It's all ages. It's $20. That is so cheap for three amazing bands. We're going to hear a little bit of Almond Milk later on. And Slaves of Spanky, man, that's a Kingston institution. It's not too shabby. You know where the Sir John A. statue used to be and people are wondering what to put up there? Give them a Slaves of Spanky statue. Let's do it. Also Thursday, May 28th at the Toucan. A little bit of a later show, 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Woo! 19-plus show, By Divine Right, featuring Casper Skulls and Gifts of Guilt. And because it's at the Toucan, it's a free show. So that is spectacular. That's what's going on Thursday, May 28th at the Spring Reverb Festival. Next break, though, we will be talking about what's going on Friday at the Spring Reverb Festival. We're also going to be talking about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. You say it? Did you say Old Farm Fine Foods? There we go. So I better get back to the tunes because there's an Old Farm Fine sticky bun and a cup of Old Farm Fine coffee waiting for me in the breakfast nook. So more on that when we come back. But here's one of the headliners of the Spring Reverb Festival. Here is Bedouin Soundclash with We Will Meet in a Hurricane. Trust me, it's chill day today. It's chill. Just chill out and have a chili dog with your best friend. This is CFRC. Let's do it.
Yeah. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Six miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Everyone, this is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, coming at you live from CFRC headquarters. This is 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Thanks for coming along. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and that was brand new stuff from John Andrews and the Yawns. That was Friends in Misery. When I told you guys it was going to be a chill show today, I wasn't joking. If you're in Australia, check them out. They're on tour right now. They're pretty darn good. Also in that set, we had Big Bo and the Arrows with Hully Gully Now. Before Big Bo, we had a classic from Belle and Sebastian with Seeing Other People. Sounded like a song about snogging. That's what they call it. And we opened it up with Bedouin Sound Clash and We Will Meet in a Hurricane. Bedouin Sound Clash, of course, besides being one of the best names to just say really quickly, Bedouin Sound Clash is playing the Kingston Spring Reverb Festival this weekend. Let me just find out when they're playing. Oh, of course, they're headlining Sunday, May 31st at the Broom Factory. All ages, $35, featuring Emma Lemengatang. I know I got that wrong. But the best thing is is that it's a 2 p.m. show. 2:30, 2 p.m. doors, 2:30 show. Ends at 5. That's a good way to spend a sunny afternoon. But more on events next break when we do our community events roundup. This break is our sponsor segment from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, Old Farm Fine Foods. This is called The Breakfast Nook. That's right, with a hard K. We're down here in CFRC headquarters. The sun is coming in the window, and I'm enjoying a nice Old Farm Fine breakfast. Get down there. It's at 204 Berry Street. That's at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street, right up the road from beautiful Kingston City Park. So if you and your buds are down in the park playing some b-ball, some slack line, maybe some hacky sack, then get up to Old Farm and get some snackage. I myself am enjoying a delicious fresh-made chocolate zucchini muffin. I got that there this morning. I went in there before the show. There's a bumblebee buzzing around Old Farm about the size of my fist. So if anyone in there is listening, watch out, because that thing means business. But I'm also enjoying a big cup of Old Farm Fine Coffee from County Roasters out in Picton, Ontario. Regular listeners will know that it's the only Joe that I go for. It's delicious. So like I said, get down to Old Farm, get yourself a good lunch. Get some ice cream. The Kawartha Dairy has been just flowing like wine and water. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's just everything's humming along over there. It's pretty good. Like I said, it's summertime. There's a little patio up front of Old Farm. You can go there and chill out. There's a bucket of water for dogs. I love the dog bucket because I get to meet so many neighborhood pooches. Always a lot of fun. Always a lot of good things happening at Old Farm Fine Foods. Nothing too crazy, though. Hope you guys are having a good morning. Like I said, every segment, though, I know next break is the community events roundup, but I do want to touch on what's going on Friday night at the Spring Reaver Festival. We're going to try and spread this out a little bit because there's so much happening. Friday, May 29th at the Broom Factory, we've got the Dirty Nil coming in hot. 7 p.m. doors, 7:30 show featuring Cam Cahan and Futura Free. That's a $30 show. Well worth it, the Dirty Nil. You're going to hear a little bit of them later on. They're pretty good. Also in there, Friday, May 29th, we've got Hot Garbage playing at the Toucan. They're going to be accompanied by Strange Happenings and Ace of Wands. Hot Garbage, they're hard. They're hardcore, buddy. A little birdie told me that the drummer is, I think, married to or friends with Sookie and Lee. You all know her, so she's from Much and from Short Bus. She might be there, who knows? But get on down to the Toucan, Friday night, May 29th, 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. It's 19 plus, and it's a free show. And that's what's going on Friday at the Spring Reverb Festival. Next break, when we do our odd community events roundup, we will talk about what's happening on the Saturday lineup, because the weather's fantastic, and you don't want to waste it. You don't want to waste it. One more shout-out to our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. They're going to be open on Saturdays again. This is fantastic. Big Steve, again, a little bird told me, or rather a little bumblebee told me, that he's going to be in Saturday from 12 until 4. So if you're hanging out and you want to buy a wedge of cheese or a bottle of vino, maybe get some snackage for the boat. You're putting the boat in the water. Get down to Old Farm and just do it. You won't regret it. It's amazing. I'm going to get back to the tunes because I got to get back to eating my breakfast before any CFRCers come in and start stealing my chocolate zucchini muffin. I can't have that. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's Indie Wake Up Wednesday, 101.9 FM. Check us out at CFRC.ca, or if for some reason you're not sick of the sound of my voice yet, get on over to the archive page. Listen to me over and over again. It's like some sort of weird, perverse therapy. Back to the tunes, though. Brand new stuff from the Rolling Stones. I know. This one's called In the Stars. Just keep it locked and ready to rock all day long and all morning long at CFRC.
Fortune on the You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10.